Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please, so I can access an order?
What did you say your name is?
My name is Brisa.
How do you spell that?
B-R-I-S-A. And I'm one of the supervisors. I'm one of the supervisor over the floor in the fraud department.
Okay. I'm calling because my account has been charged with, my account has been charged and I did not charge this. I don't understand what's going on.
We have to locate an order before we're able to assist you with anything, ma'am. Can I have your first and last name, please?
Leona Page.
Leona Page. Shipping address for security purposes, please.
2001 South Meade, M-E-A-D-E Street.
Thank you. I see here an order was in on February 21st for $7.95 for a tablet. You stated to my agent.
Whoa, wait a minute. First of all, I have not ordered a tablet at all. I have never ordered a tablet. And they have charged me $50-something dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Where's my account?
$56.95.
Yeah. I did not order that. I don't know what that is. I don't know if my account's been hacked. I don't know what it is, but I did not order it. You said it cost $56.95?
The initial order was done on February 21st for $7.95. For the shipping and handling of a tablet. You are in trial basis to call in and cancel. If you do not call in,
I don't have a tablet. I've never received a tablet.
Okay, I completely understand. So what I'm going to do, because you're saying that you did not place the order, I'm going to go ahead and file this as fraud. But I want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are both our pending investigation. False claims or fraudulent charges may result as penalties such as a fine.
Will what do you mean fraudulent charges? What do you mean by fraudulent charges?
What I'm going to do, I'm going to file this as fraud, but I want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are full for a pending investigation. False claims or fraudulent charges may result as penalties such as a fine. Will that be okay?
Do that mean you're going to charge me something?
No, ma'am. Whoever placed the order.
Okay. Okay. I don't get this, but okay. So I never
whoever placed the order, because you're saying that you didn't place the order. Whoever placed the order without your authorization, we will do a penalty or a fine towards them because they never had your authorization to create this order.
Okay.
Okay, so give me one moment. Give me one moment. Okay, so I have canceled the account, Black Death Fraud, so nobody will be able to reopen this account back up using your information. On my side, I have issued you two full refunds of $56.95 plus a refund of $7.95. The refund will go back to your account in 3 to 5 business days. Do you have any additional questions today, ma'am?
Okay, so the refund will go back to my checking account in 3 to 5 days?
3 to 5 business days.
What's today? Okay.
Today.
Okay. So it'll be $56.95 plus?
$56.95 two times. And a refund of $7.95.
$56.95 times two?
Yes, ma'am. My mom and dad and my two
brothers and Okay. And how much was the other one?
$7.95.
Is that times two, too?
No, that's times one. Only one time.
$7.95. You know, how are people... I just don't get it, but anyway. Okay, we'll be refunded. Okay. Okay. Okay, so... I spoke with Ivy, and she transferred me to Breeza, the supervisor, for a tablet that I didn't order. So I'll be $56.95 times two will be refunded to my account?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, never received the tablet. Refund in 3 to 5 days. Okay, so what number, in case I don't get this, can I reach you back at?
You'll get in contact with this number that you're calling
on now.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. You have a great day.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer care. I hope you have a wonderful day, too, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.